This is Senator Al Simpson. When you register as a guest at the Hotel Saddam Hussein, you're able to check in, but you're not allowed to check out. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, only a bum like Hussein could add a brand new twist to the sick world of terrorism. He decides now in the 90s he won't call his prisoners hostages. Now they're guests. To hear Saddam's side of it, the American captives would be terribly rude to decline his hospitality by wanting to leave. What's next? Designer hijackings and engraved invitations to murder? No, Ted, terrorism is terrorism. There are over 100 Americans being held right now as human shields in Iraq. And even though Hussein cynically says he will allow family members to visit for the holidays, the awful truth remains that he is using innocent people as pawns. This should tell even you, Ted, that Iraq's leader can't be trusted in anything he says or does. Only his actions, like getting completely out of Kuwait, can be believed. Don't tell me you've fallen for his clever garble, Ted.
Al, all of us condemn Saddam Hussein's seizure of the hostages and his cynical manipulations and sick propaganda, misusing them. But you haven't always been making sense on the Persian Gulf, Al. Last April, you went on a notorious junket to Iraq for a meeting with Saddam Hussein. Press reports suggest he had you eating out of his hand. You wound up giving him PR advice and telling him that his problems were with the Western media, not the U.S. government. Rather than warning Saddam against aggression or condemning his violation of human rights, you attacked the press instead, blasting journalists for being pampered and arrogant. Your bungled junket came at a critical period leading up to the invasion of Kuwait, when Saddam was making his plans and sizing up the United States. Many mixed signals were coming from the U.S., and yours was one of the worst. You should have stood in bed, Al, not junketed to Iraq. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Persian Gulf. Let sanctions work. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.